Hi, I'm Jerry Nixon, and this is Bytes by MSDN. I'm here with Pete Eisensee with the Xbox Advanced Technology Group. Pete, tell me about your group.
Our group manages developer support for all of our entertainment platforms. That includes coming to events like GDC. That includes developer education and developer support.
What are you seeing as far as enthusiasm? Are you seeing a lot of activity in the game environment and game community right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Being at GDC is just so revitalizing, and seeing the 20,000 people here interested in hearing about game development, very, very cool.
Yeah. And now, what is your group specifically geared to do here?
We are here to talk about Microsoft's investment in entertainment. And specifically this year, we're talking about two things. We're talking about Windows 8 and Xbox Live.
Would you characterize Microsoft's investment as high?
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. All right, tell me what some of the investments that we're making.
Well, with Windows 8, we are really reimagining Windows and reimagining entertainment on Windows. The Metro interface is going to allow game developers to do some amazing things.
Yeah.
With Xbox Live, we're taking a platform designed for Xbox and bringing it to other platforms, specifically Windows 8.
Yeah. So we have Xbox Live, we have Windows 8, we have the phone, all separate platforms. How do you view it?
What's great about the things that are happening with Xbox Live is we're starting to span these platforms. So we're spanning the living room with Xbox to desktop with Windows to mobile with Windows Phone.
It's an exciting time.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
You had a presentation here. Tell me what you were talking about.
We were talking about Windows 8 and Xbox Live, specifically our vision for entertainment. The entertainment you want with the people you care about wherever you are.
A lot of the ideas that you're seeing from developers and the types of games they're creating, what are you seeing as some of the trends that are coming up?
Well, certainly you're seeing mobile games, you're seeing indie games, you're seeing so many different types of games across different platforms. And with Xbox Live and Windows 8, we are entering that market and helping those game developers be successful.
So a lot of game developers have great ideas, even independently on their own. How are we supporting those developers?
One great example that we have on Xbox 360 today is the ability for you to publish a game as an independent developer on a game console, something that no other consoles have.
And it costs a fortune to do that, right?
It costs only $99 for a subscription.
And with a broad audience, the opportunity is astronomical.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, inside Windows 8, how is that different than Windows Live?
Well, with the Windows 8 store, developers have this opportunity to get out up in front of hundreds of millions of consumers.
Yeah. And what's the technology landscape there for developers?
So with Windows 8, very easy to get your game up and running. We're using standard technologies like DirectX, like X-Audio, technologies that game developers are already familiar with.
Technologies that are powerful.
Yes, technologies that allow game developers to get to the metal, which is where they want to be because they care so much about performance.
Really pulling in the no-compromise promise.
Yes,
yeah,
the direct of a DirectX is there.
All right. Now, how large is your group?
Our group is about 30 people.
Okay, and you focus on main conventions here inside California, or how broad do you go?
Worldwide. So we have developers over in Europe. We have developers over in Asia. We cover every country worldwide because there's game developers worldwide.
Is that right? So you get a feel when you come into GDC that there's a lot of momentum around gaming. When you go worldwide, it's the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Gaming is just growing as a huge business everywhere. Eastern Europe is a great example. Southeastern Asia is another great example of where we're just having so much momentum around gaming.
When you are delivering your vision to a group, when your team goes, what's the vision you're wanting them to hear?
We want developers to understand all of the opportunities they have on Microsoft platforms, whether it's Windows Phone, whether it's Xbox 360, or whether it's Windows 8, and how they can best capitalize on those opportunities.
Yeah. And so if there was a junior developer, somebody just getting started inside gaming development in the Microsoft platforms, what would be some of the things you might give them, maybe your first bit of advice you might say?
Yeah, it depends on what they're interested in. For console gaming, I would point them to Xbox Live Indie Games and that opportunity.
Sure.
For Windows 8, developing a Metro-style application, I'd point them to buildwindows.com.
Thanks, Pete. I appreciate you sitting here with us and talking about all the opportunities in gaming in the Microsoft platform.
You're very welcome.
And thank you for watching Bytes by MSDN.